Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
So Sarah Gretzinger here, and so excited, you know, we are launching a new episode gearing up for the Up Your Productivity 2019 Global Online Summit. And wow, that's a mouthful. But today we're going to talk about taking responsibility for your perspective transformation. And for those of you, you know, who aren't familiar, perspective transformation is really an idea that if you think, know, and believe something different, you'll decide, act, and do differently. And this is so crucial in business, that whole mindset and getting your mind around things and really connecting with other people who have this same mindset. So today I have with me an amazing guest. He is an upcoming summit speaker, Mark Feinberg. So excited to have you on today. And you know, have you talk a little bit about your journey? Your company is called The Wisdom Group. So tell, you know, me and all the viewers a little bit about who you are, what you're up to, and let's dive in and just chat a little bit today.
Hey, Sarah. So good to be here with you today. And very excited to be on this journey. Just witnessing the impact and the influence that you're having on so many different entrepreneurs and business professionals, and really happy to join in that mission and cause with you. So once again, thanks for having me on the call today.
You're so welcome.
You know, you talk about personal responsibility, and it is absolutely my favorite topic by far. Being a performance coach, I remember back in 2012, writing a 4-page letter to Evander Holyfield. And Evander was my sports hero at the time, boxing champion. And I saw an article, he was losing his house in foreclosure. And I thought, how could Evander have made $550 million in the ring and be losing his house in foreclosure? I was dumbfounded. And so I wrote him a 4-page letter. And at the end of the letter, I invited him into a possibility to allow me to come in and help him transition out of the ring and into a business model. And so most of the letter was just a story about how one day I had breakfast with Whitney Houston back in 1996. So I told him that whole story, and I invited him to the possibility that I could help him. And a week later, I got a call. And a week after that, I was in the W Hotel lobby waiting for Evander Holyfield. We had breakfast, and he shared with me his story. And here I am sitting with my sports hero, and I thought, wow, this is just fascinating. And here's a guy that made so much money in the ring, yet didn't have the right alliances with financial advisors and mentors and leaders in his organization to protect him. And sure enough, his house was up for sale for $7.5 million, a house that was 52,000 square foot that he'd built from scratch. Yet Evander was, he's such a good guy, and he was willing to take responsibility and own it. Like, hey, these were the decisions I made. These were the people that were in my life that took advantage of me. And Coach Mark, tell me what to do next. And so we created a collaboration in his conference room with a couple of thought leaders. And we developed a strategy for him to come out of the ring at 48 years old and use his celebrity and use his credibility to build a new brand, the Holyfield brand, which he goes out and he's a public speaker all over the world, gets paid a lot of money to speak. He endorses companies and he shares his story, which it's a natural thing for him to be able to do. He didn't have to learn anything new. He just took, we unpacked the life lessons from his journey as a boxer and as a human being, and it worked. And so personal responsibility, had he come out of the ring and just blamed everybody, he probably would not have the success here for the past 6-7 years that he's had. And I think back to my own life. I think back For so many years, I used to blame my dad for leaving. I used to blame my mother for the way she treated me. I blamed so many people, my first girlfriend for leaving me, my high school basketball coach for cutting me from freshman high school basketball. I mean, I won the middle school championship the year before as the captain. And the next year I'm getting cut at 14 years old on the freshman basketball team. And the crazy thing, Sarah, was that the day I got cut from freshman basketball was the day that Michael Jordan got cut from high school varsity basketball. And here's the same experience two young men are having in high school, getting cut from high school basketball. Yet my decision was, I hate basketball. I'm never playing basketball again. I hate my high school basketball coach. I'm never going to talk to him. And Michael Jordan obviously made a completely different decision. Instead of being a victim, he took responsibility, laid hold of his dream, and said, I'll show these guys who's the best basketball player in the world. And he went on to become one of the greatest. And yeah. So same experience, different perspectives. I was the victim. He took responsibility, completely different outcome. And it was years later that I would finally take full responsibility for my life and own everything that had happened, because I knew that I created most of it. Most of it was my decisions. And I wrote a book, you know, Full Power. The book is, it talks about why unforgiveness steals your power and three simple steps to regain it. So I learned the power of forgiveness. I learned how to let go and surrender, and the power of personal responsibility. I don't think there could be a more powerful principle when it comes to business success than personal responsibility.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's so true. When you take ownership, it really gives you control back, right? I got on a plane not long ago, was flying. Everyone was like sick on the plane, coughing. I get off the plane. 2 days later, I'm sick and I'm cursing everybody on that plane. But the reality is I booked the flight. I showed up at the airport. I got on the plane. I sat down, right? I'm the one who did all those things that put me there. And so it's nobody's responsibility but my own, because I put myself there. I mean, you don't know what's coming at you. But as soon as you can take ownership for it, you gain more control in what you do next and how you respond and react to it, right? It changes that mindset. It's like, wait a minute, I need to be frustrated with these people because I'm the one who did all these things. So next time, you know, take some extra vitamins before or whatever it may be, you know, life, business, just it allows you to have that control over yourself and your life.
You're 100% right. 100%. And when we think about all of the success books out there, all of the success and performance mentors and teachers and coaches that we look to for advice and for guidance and for leadership, and I can't help but think about the father of personal achievement, Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And Napoleon Hill and his Master Keys to Success, the very first Master Key principle is a definiteness of purpose. For us to truly know what our purpose is in life. Yet the seventh principle he talks about, and he talks about it as, you know, regardless of the first six principles, this principle without this one principle, without mastering this one principle, it doesn't matter what your purpose is. It doesn't matter where you're going. You know, unless you master a positive mental attitude and belief system about who you are and what you're up to and what things mean, it's all going to be in vain, because none of it's going to come out the way that you want it to. And so mastering our thoughts, mastering our life experiences and the thoughts around those. You see, in my book, I wrote about, we can't change the past experiences that we've had, yet we do have absolute 100% control over how we direct what that experience means in our life today. So if we have a negative experience in our past, in our childhood, or, you know, failing in business or failing in marriage or any kind of failure whatsoever, and if we give that experience a negative meaning or interpretation, it tends to hold us back and trail us everywhere we go in a negative way.
Yeah. It's so true. I don't know if anyone out there can relate to this, but I've changed my mindset. And so, you know, everyone talks about the law of attraction and positive mindset, and it can be really difficult to consistently just have that high energy, you know, happy, positive, you know, mindset when life is coming at you. And sometimes it really does. And I know for me, you know, I have this very organized morning routine and it's like down to a T and I love it. And for as long as I can remember, when I do my morning routine, the rest of my day has a tendency to flow really well. But I would let all these things interrupt it and I would go make excuses, right? Well, you know, I've got to do this because of that. And, you know, it's okay if I just miss today. And all of a sudden that mindset shift changed. And all of a sudden the morning routine was just a burden because I was changing and shifting and, you know, responding to other people and what they needed instead of what I needed. And instead of that positive, you know, my morning routine is good for me. It suddenly I allowed that mindset to go, wait, this is a burden because I have to keep interrupting my morning routine to do this or do that. And so now my mindset is, you know, my morning routine is crucial to my, you know, my happiness, my joy, my success. And I'm not willing to sway this for, you know, blank, 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 because I know that whatever. And so I try to apply that to, you know, each different area of my life. This is important because, and I'm not willing to sway it for. And so sometimes I insert, I am willing to sway this for. So certain things like, I'm willing to, you know, I'm going to use morning routine, change my morning routine if, you know, my children need me for something, right? Or if there's a certain list of things, okay, sometimes you have to just be adaptable to different things, but those are the only things I'm willing to change that for. And so like shifting my mindset around that, that it doesn't always have to be perfect. And you've got to give yourself room to breathe sometimes because life does happen. But to still stay focused on that focal point that I'm going back to it always because I'm consciously aware of how it impacts me.
I'm certain that our listeners, each one of them probably or certainly experiences exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Either on a daily basis or every other day or at least once a week, consistently, regularly, being challenged to be knocked off of their center. And I think for all of us, I love this phrase, blessed are the flexible for they shall not be broken. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
If we can bend, we won't break. Yeah. Yet what you're saying, I like because there, you've set a standard like I have in the morning when I get up and I make my coffee and then I go into my 20-minute meditation and then I'm reading something positive and I'm praying and I'm just focused on what I want to accomplish for the day. And I'm on my yellow pad and I'm designing an outline for what's the most important thing I need to do. You see, positive mental attitude leads to accurate thinking.
Yes.
And accurate thinking is so important because even with a positive mental attitude throughout the entire day, I'm challenged constantly trying, you know, the life is trying to knock me down. Life is trying to take me off my center. And even though I'm anchored in a positive state, I believe that the challenges in life, the adversity, the obstacles are all designed specifically to help me and to help you and to help us get better, to grow stronger, to expand, and to become wiser. Without them, it's inevitable that we would stay the same. And so if we're going to effectively become the very best version of ourselves, I think that would require that on a daily basis we're being challenged to shift and to have these moments throughout the day where there are unexpected obstacles that we must overcome through positive mental attitude and accurate thinking and right choices. And see them as such, because if not, what happens for most people that say they want to be successful, yet find that they never are at the level they want to be, is they allow the challenges and the adversity in life to overwhelm them, to stress them out, to make them anxious, to cause them to just stop believing in their mission and what they're doing. A little failure here and a little failure there, and all of a sudden, we find some of the greatest entrepreneurs and success stories being ready to be written, all of a sudden checking out and on the sidelines and doing nothing.
Yeah, for sure. I always love this. I listened to a podcast. I always love listening to other people's podcasts and just so much insight out there. And I remember them talking about brain training. So training your brain, you know, to do more, because it can do more, but we always put limits on ourselves. And so talking about perspective transformation and, you know, what you think, know, and believe. And it said in the podcast, they were talking about how, you know, if I just tell you to put your arm, you know, straight in front of you, close your eyes, put your arm straight in front of you, and then move it to the right, most people are going to move it directly to the right. They're not going to stretch back behind them. And if they stretch back behind them, they're going to do it only until it feels comfortable, right? But if I tell you to close your eyes and do it all over again, but imagine yourself as this stretchable man, and your body can twist in, you know, all different ways, and your arm can twist all the way back around in front of you, and I ask you to open your eyes and do it again, the average person could put their arm back 25% farther than the first time that they did it, because they're allowing themselves to believe that they can, and they already could, but they're getting out of that comfort zone because they're thinking about their ability to stretch farther. And so I always try to apply that every time something happens in my day that frustrates me, stresses me out, aggravates me. I just go, Sarah, you've got 25% more positive attitude in you than you had 5 minutes ago. So use that. I always call it like my reserve. And I always just go, you've got 25% more. You can go 25% longer on this thing you don't want to do. And I find that, you know, weeks ago when I was kind of doing it, it was, you know, 25%, but I'm looking at it now and it's kind of more that 50%, because as I'm doing it constantly, I'm realizing how much further I can, you know, I wouldn't say push myself, but that ability I already had, but I was limiting myself from doing it.
Yeah, really good. I like that. I think what you're referring to, we can certainly equate to vision, being able to see something beyond what we physically can see. Mm-hmm. And so if I can see my success in the future, if I can see my business being built up beyond my wildest dreams, if I can visualize before I go into a prospect's home to sell them my services, if I can sit in the car and close my eyes and visualize that prospect signing my contract before it ever happens, what it does is it puts me in a future state, right? So yeah. I'm seeing something before I ever manifest it, and before it ever becomes a reality, I'm first able to see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
And then as I see it in my mind's eye, in a visualization with my eyes closed in the car before I go into my prospect or my potential client's home, I see them signing the contract physically. I'm sitting at the table. They're across from me and they're signing and they're saying yes, and they're paying me. What happens is I am believing now in my physiological makeup, in my body. I'm starting to experience the belief that as I go into that house and sit down and share my business with this potential client, that they have already said yes, and they've already signed my contract.
Yeah.
And so now I visualize it, my body feels it, and now what happens is I go through that threshold of the front door and I manifest it, because it's already a reality for me. I'm just catching up with it. Does that make sense?
Exactly. You need to call the things you want as if they're already yours. And you know, go in actionably that way. This is what's happening. This is where I'm going. And you start to feel it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, one of the things you just mentioned. So you talked about, you know, people being able to see their success. And I know, you know, being in the marketing space, being in the networking space, a lot of entrepreneurs come to me and they have a vision. They, you know, they know where they are and they know where they want to be, but most often they don't know how to get there. What's that connecting point for them, or the right people for them, or the right tools, whatever it may be. And every business is different. So talk to me a little bit about your involvement in the mastermind space, because a lot of times other people can help see that success and how that journey can unfold. We all have to walk our own path, but that support of other people, you know, chiming in, giving support, helping you transform is so crucial, you know, in business, in networking, in relationships, collaboration, whatever it may be. So talk to me a little bit about your work in the mastermind space.
Yeah, I'd love to. The mastermind space is an ageless principle that helps an individual come together with another individual or a group of individuals. So instead of just my mind personally trying to figure things out, I now have the help of you, Sarah, to help me figure things out. So now when our two minds come together in a mastermind alliance, what happens is this third mind is born. This additional wisdom comes from the two of us in agreement to help each other for a common goal or for a common solution to something. Similar to one horse being able to pull 5,000 pounds, excuse me, but when two horses come together, they can pull 15,000 pounds. How is it that they can pull 50% more? Because the synergy that they create together as they pull all that additional weight. So the Mastermind Alliance is very, very similar to that. And when you talk about having 5 or 10 thought leaders in a room discussing your business strategy, discussing your marketing strategy, or discussing your sales and enrollment challenges, all of a sudden you have all of these advisors and counselors speaking wisdom and life into your business and into your life. And wow, the energy and the opportunity to create beyond just yourself it's just limitless. And so I've been on mastermind calls online, virtual masterminds where we're not physically in person.
Yep.
And there's 30, 40, 50 people on the call, literally. And over the course of 3 hours or 2 hours, the wisdom that is shared on those calls is just beyond anything you can imagine. And so if I'm having a challenge with finding new clients, we call that marketing. All of a sudden there's 2, 3, 5, 10 marketing experts on the call that are just crushing it in their space. And now all of a sudden I'm hearing what they're doing for their business and how it applies to my business. Exactly. If I'm on a call and I'm struggling to enroll high-end clients, but there's 2, 3, 5, 10 other people talking about how they just enrolled this athlete and they just enrolled their ideal client over here or this CEO over there, all of a sudden now I have people speaking into my life and helping me to grow my business so much faster than me trying to figure out how to do it on my own.
Yeah. One of the things that I love the most about masterminds is that oftentimes entrepreneurs, they come at me or, you know, whoever they're working with, and they know their business so well. And they're working so hard at pushing and driving that business, but they're not seeing results. And I hear the same thing, you know, but I know what I'm doing and I just need this, or I just need that to happen. Or if we just get to here, it's going to all be better. And in some cases, that's very true. But I'm always mindful of the statement, you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't engage yourself in that space where others have the opportunity to tell you and share with you what they know, you're never going to know those things that could literally radically change your business, your mindset, your revenue, whatever it may be, right?
Absolutely right, Sarah. And this year I had one of my good friends, Anthony, who founded a solar company. And they're, after 3 years, doing $15 million a year. Comes to me and says, listen, we're kind of stuck. Sales are, you know, just kind of flatline. Can you help? So he hires me to come in and work with his sales team. Probably 12, 13, 14 sales partners are in the conference room. And the first meeting, I just watched the sales manager lead the meeting. And what happened was, what she did was she just fed the entire team information after information after information for about 45 minutes. The following week, we decided we were going to do a different kind of meeting. And so I facilitated what you're talking about, this mastermind format, where I opened up with a story and then I opened it up to the room for collaboration to discuss the challenge that was in their, you know, in their life with their prospects and as it pertained to converting the prospects into clients. Yeah. All of a sudden now the room is alive and there's energy and people are talking and everybody's focused on this guy's solution and that guy's challenge and how they could help each other. And now here we are halfway through the year and we're on track to, you know, increasing sales by anywhere between 30 and 50% by the end of the year. And so how does that happen? It happens because someone's open to seeing things differently. I call that a paradigm shift. The sales manager is only seeing things one way. He's only seeing them the way he knows how to see them, which is every Thursday I come to the meeting, I have lots of information, and I give everybody lots of information. That's all he knew until I showed him that there was a way to get the entire room thinking about their own solutions and then owning them, those solutions, and taking responsibility for those thoughts and for those ideas and going out and executing and implementing them in their business strategy. And that's what's happening. And we see the fruit of that, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I know Bob Davids, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but you know, his famous statement is the rarest commodity in is leadership without ego. And so allowing that collaboration to happen without always going in it with your approach, because you really never know what people are going to bring to the table. And it's phenomenal when you get great minds together. So love it. Okay. So we're going to wrap up here shortly. So tell me a little bit, you're joining us on the summit, you know, super excited to have you. It's going to be massive. We have attendees who are going to be chiming in from all over the globe. And so, you know, for me, talking about connection and networking and just, you know, different ways to collaborate and build relationships, I love that we've got this amazing global reach where we can kind of bring everyone together in one place to, you know, listen and learn. So talk to me a little bit about your summit topic.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Well, Sarah, I spent 22 years in the fruit business. And, you know, why should people listen to my podcast during the summit? And you know, that's a great question. I mean, there's going to be so many great authorities in the summit. If somebody wanted to join our podcast, my podcast, and hear how to get their business out of their brain and onto the wall. You know, I spent 22 years in the fruit business. I built that company to $10 million. I've spent 7 years in the financial debt solutions business. Built that company to nearly $50 million in settlements and clients all over the United States. I've sold both of those businesses, and I've been in the coaching space now for probably nearly 10 years, coaching athletes and entrepreneurs in performance. And when it comes to a newbie entrepreneur and the podcast that is going to air during the summit, we're talking about how to take the vision out of our brain and get it up on the wall and make it a reality. And so I'm going to talk about how to see the vision clearly. And I call that identity intelligence, and how to discover our superpowers and unpack those superpowers as the reason why people should do business with us instead of anyone else. How to take our mission and really truly match it with the right message, with the right ideal client, or what I call the market, in a perfect match, in a perfect marriage. And then launching the business and really making it available for people to come and buy your goods and services. So we're going to talk about seeing the vision, positioning the vision, and then, of course, how to execute the vision and build a competitive brand, and maybe even an industry leading brand that you could truly be proud of and have an exit strategy and sell one day and retire. So that's what's coming up on the podcast. And I can't wait to touch lives all over the world, just like you.
I can't wait either. And I'm going to be the first one listening, because I'm the worst at executing my vision. But, you know, to speak to it, knowing your strengths is so essential, because you're not going to be good at everything. I am great at strategizing, planning, creating, running the numbers, you know, creating the content. But if you tell me to execute it, it's going to be sitting on my desktop for weeks, right? And so I had to learn that through, you know, this whole getting clear piece of it, so that I could go, wait a minute, this really needs to go to somebody else, because it's not something that is just not me, right? And so that clarity and getting it, you know, out of your brain and onto the wall, and just knowing and understanding all the moving components of it, and then piecing together where your strengths truly lie, it's essential. The second I started delegating that execution piece to people, our business grew massively, because it was actually getting done, and it was getting done the right way. And so, you know, learning and understanding that role and where you fit in your business is just so, so crucial. So, so excited to have you on. Cannot wait for the summit to air. The summit is August 14th and 15th. So if anyone hasn't registered yet, I'm going to attach the link for that here. And Mark, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me. And, you know, for everyone out there listening, make sure you get connected to our community at the Savvy Networker Global, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're just about everywhere nowadays. So get connected to us and get connected to Mark. He's going to be chiming in on the summit. And thank you again. Have an awesome day. And we'll see you on the summit.
Thanks, Sarah. Love your movement. Love your cause. And thanks to all of the listeners.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.